lady's presentation in the temple, which tradition tells us took place at a very early age, at 3 years of age, in fact. And this was the moment in which Our Lady made her virginal consecration to God. Going to dwell in a temple, she went there to prepare herself for that mystery of the incarnation, which was to take place in her. And she went to prepare the people, the chosen people of God, for this mystery as well by her prayers and her sacrifice, the consecration of her life to God. Now, we know that in the Old Testament we're told that just prior to the Babylonian invasion, the prophet Jeremiah ordered the original Ark of the Covenant, the old Ark of the Covenant, to be removed from the temple for fear of that invasion desecrating that holy object held in such reverence by the chosen people. We read that Jeremiah took it to the mountain where Moses was allowed to see the Holy Land, but from which he was allowed to go no further, was not allowed to enter into it. And we read that the place was to remain unknown until God would gather his people together again and show them mercy. Then the Lord would disclose all these things, and the glory of the Lord and the cloud would be seen just as they appeared in the time of Moses and of Solomon, when he prayed that the place might be greatly sanctified. Now, with Our Lady being born and with Our Lady being consecrated to God, this moment had arrived when God had begun to form his church, the new chosen people, in the fullness of time. And he disclosed the location of this ark, so to speak, this ark, that the true ark of the covenant came back into the temple from which it was missing. After it was hidden by Jeremiah, that the ark went missing and it was never found, or so it seems, because it was found at this moment when the true ark of the covenant comes back to the temple. And it is Mary. And in her, the glory of the Lord is seen not as much, but much more than in an old temple and at the time of Moses and Solomon. Ladies, the true ark, of whom the old ark was just a prefiguration. In the old ark of the covenant were found the tablets of the law, the rod of Aaron and the manna, symbols of the presence of God, and symbols of one day the true presence of God, the incarnation of God amongst his people. In Mary, in the true ark, we find not just the tablets of the law, but the lawgiver himself. We find not just the rod of Aaron, the high priest, but the high priest himself. And we find not just a symbol, not just the manna, but the Eucharist itself, the body, blood, soul, and divinity of Christ. And as we are about to now receive, to experience the presence of God in the Eucharist, in the Mass that we celebrate, and to receive him in the Eucharist, let's invoke our Lady's intercession on our behalf. May God's presence and glory be manifested in us too, through Mary, in this true Ark of the Covenant, which today returns to the temple, and in which the glory of God and his presence among us is made manifest in all its fullness. Praised be Jesus and Mary.